We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. One more note about the documentary on John Candy. We mentioned it earlier. If you want to cry today, watch the preview. They've got it out there now on YouTube.
Yeah, what is it, 90 seconds, 2 minutes? You'll be in a puddle.
So great. All these great comedians and actors are talking about what a wonderful person John Candy was, taken too soon, you know. And Chris Tim was saying, I didn't know this, from the movie Splash. Now, this is from 1982. Tom Hanks, I saw, is going to be in the documentary.
Yeah.
And so they film a scene together. It's they're brothers in the movie, Tom Hanks and John Candy. And they're playing racquetball.
And I've always heard that on the day they shot the scene, that Candy showed up insanely hungover.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a classic comedy scene in the film where he serves the ball off the wall and it goes right back and drills him in the forehead.
And
apparently they said he did it first try.
Well, I was wondering how he could do that because, I mean, he does look hungover. That's what he's playing. He's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. They're playing.
He collapses to the floor at the end of the scene. Heart's beating like a rabbit.
Oh, my heart's beating like a rabbit. That's the scene. And he serves it and the ball hits him right in the forehead. And you said he did that in one take.
That's what I always heard. Maybe they'll mention it in the documentary.
It's a fantastic scene.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw it when I was young, so I never really thought how they filmed it. But, I mean, that's pretty tough. You get that done. You know,
yeah.
Get the racquetball. And listen, my friend Imaginary James, who I I play pickleball with him.
He
used to be a big racquetball player.
Okay.
And he says, now he drills me with the pickleball a lot, right in the melon. Clunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll shake it off, you know, after a while. I'm like, all right, I'm okay. And he goes, try getting hit with a racquetball. That really hurts. If you get hit with a racquetball, because it's coming at a million miles.
Much faster.
And, you know, a lot of times you're in front of the player that's hitting the ball.
Yeah.
And you move to try to get to anticipate where the shot's going to be, and it'll hit you. A lot of times you say, like, in the calf or the thigh, and it leaves a welt. And you have to, like, take a little break. It hurts so badly.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't play racquetball. I never have, really.
Do you find... when somebody converts to pickleball, normally they have played a racket sport beforehand. For you, it was tennis. For him, racquetball. Mm. Who do you find adjust more quickly? I feel like the racquetball players
will. Great question, Biggie.
That's a good question.
I was going to let him go for a few minutes on it.
I do.
Just take your time.
Yeah.
I do think racquetball players adjust better.
Because of the difference in the size of the racket?
Yeah, I think so. And
speed?
You can really tell a tennis player. Tennis players want to hit it. It's a pickleball.
A fuller swing.
Pickleball's a different game, and racquetball's a little more closely associated.
What about a ping ponger?
Same. A lot of people say, you know, my friend Hothead John, who threw the paddle up in the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got insane hand-eye coordination. He's like, that's all from ping pong. He is very good. He's like, I used to be a really good ping pong player.
I'm starting to think he's not real either. I think these are two separate sides of your personalities.
They're all Kelly?
Yeah, and I think it's just
morphing. Whoa, it's like Sybil.
Yeah. Or you're like, what's that movie from about 10 years ago where the guy had many personalities? Split.
Split.
Yeah, he was a killer, a monster.
Yep.
But I think what we're seeing here is these are your different sides because James seems more cool and kind of, hey, let's go drill. Let's get better.
Yeah.
And this other side, what's his name again?
Hothead John.
Hothead John is the real, like, the dark side of you that comes out.
He'll kick the ball over the fence, throw his racket.
Throw a racket in a tree.
And then Hothead John, one time we were playing and somebody hit a good shot. And I was like, great shot. He turned to me and goes, don't ever tell them. Don't ever build up.
That's weakness.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Imaginary James is always telling me, like, lift everybody up. And we all want to get better. You know,
turn your shoulder a little more.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
I think these are all your personalities.
Fighting for dominance.
Yeah. I don't mean to steal this, but I have to bring this up.
Bring it. We're killing time.
Yeah.
I saw what some are calling the worst fantasy football loser punishment on the internet.
What was it? You finished last in your league.
You finished last, and this is, I don't know if this league is really doing this, but this is what it claims.
Mm-hmm.
The loser
mm-hmm.
has to go and donate sperm at a sperm bank and check, yes, the child can contact me after it's 18.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That is
diabolical.
Oh my God. That is diabolical now.
It doesn't say anything more. It doesn't give anything else. It just says it's like a text. It's like, dude, you'll never believe what the punishment for losing fantasy football in my league is this year. You have to go donate sperm and click yes, the child can contact you after 18.
Oh, I would never. No, I wouldn't.
You'd have to leave the league.
I'd leave that league. I couldn't.
Well, you'd be okay.
Oh, you're right. I don't have any sperm.
You're fine.
I just mine are blanks. I had a vasectomy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't.
You'd be fine. You'd say fine. Let's go.
Oh, you're right.
But if you were younger.
Yeah, this has to be for younger dudes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would.
And think about it. You don't know for 18 years. And for 18 years in the back of your mind, you're counting it down.
Every time you see unknown number.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. That would be awful. I could never, ever do that.
Now, that is a fantasy football.
That's a good
that's
one.
That's a punishment.